Hey there, you legendary maniacs. Welcome to the How Legends Are Made radio show. I am Dan Blackburn, and I am your host. Hey, today is July the 17th, 2014, and I know you are living a legendary life. Are you not? What is stopping you, if you're not, what is stopping you from making that happen? What's stopping you from playing a monumental, monster, huge, massive, big game? There's things you can do every day, over and over, like a muscle. You know, when you go to the gym and you train and you do biceps or you do squats or you work on your core, it's a little bit every day. You build and build and build, and then eventually you start to see a change in your body. It might be days, weeks, months, some people years until they start to see a change, and you just stick with it. Well, on this show, How Legends Are Made, I am committed to giving you the tips, the experiences, the lessons that I have learned over the last 20 years helping people become legends. You see, in 1997, I lost it all. Everything. Gonzo, zip, zero, zilch, nada. I had nothing. Lost it all. And within 6 months, I completely transformed my life and not only changed things around, but became the most successful I had ever been in my life. And I did that following a formula that I've used over and over and over and over and over and over again. The formula is called the Pillars of Greatness. If you want to find out more about that formula, how it can help you shift, change, augment your life from where it is now to legendary status, go to howlegendsaremade.ca. And listen, register, subscribe. There's podcasts. There's all kinds of content there. Enjoy. Have fun. Particularly, I bring your attention to my upcoming book, Stories That Will Rock You, Shock You, and Inspire You. Go there. There is a free chapter. Get registered. Get not only the free chapter, but then put yourself at the front of the line for when the book is ready, when it is printed, you will be given the chance to get the first copy. So, How Legends Are Made. Today's episode is Go With The Flow, baby. Go with the flow. Hey, listen, I'm all for plans. I teach being organized, having organized thinking, having organized plans. Heck, I teach people how to build legendary blueprints so that they can live legendary lives in our Pillars of Greatness program, online and in our live events. I teach that over and over, and I talk about how critical it is, and it is. It is. But there's also the importance of letting things go. Here's an experiment for you. Next time you're at the beach, maybe you've done this already, but next time you're at the beach, put your hand in the water, reach down into the sand, and pick up as much sand as you can. Then I want you to squeeze your hand tight, 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 as tight as you can squeeze it. Hey, what happens? What happens to the sand? It virtually disappears. See, the tighter you squeeze, the more you stress, the more you strain, the more you fight to hold every single grain of sand, the more it slips through your fingers. And then if you open your hand, you look inside and there's virtually no sand left. Now try the same experiment, but this down, reach down and grab the sand and just cradle it. Cradle it like you'd be holding a small egg. And then very gently, just slowly, pull your hand through the water, up out of the water, and see how much sand you've been able to hold. Now, there's still a lot of sand that's disappeared, that's flowed out of the palm of your hand, but there's still some that remains. And in most cases, you'll have more sand in your hand by pulling your hand out slowly while your hand was cradled than you had when you were fighting, when you were squeezing, when you were resisting the natural flow of how things happen. You see, I believe that hard work, effort, contribution, those are all things that we have to do, and they are 100% important. But there's also a delicate balance. There's the magic. There's the ability to just let things go, to let things flow. I mean, how many of you know people or have people in your lives who fight, who resist, who struggle so hard at stuff, and despite their efforts, they get very little results? They don't get what they want. They certainly aren't living a legendary life. Does anybody know someone like that? Put your hand up if you do. I used to be before 1997. I was that guy. Maybe that is you. The reality is that when you let go, when you soften, when you just go with the flow and let things come to you, let things grow, amazing things happen. You see, there must be room in your life for the flow. That's it. Watch water cascade over the edge of a waterfall with the power and the strength and the intensity of the water, the volume of water. I mean, that is powerful. How many people would like to live their lives that powerfully, that effortlessly? I mean, Niagara Falls, if I'm not mistaken, is one of the 7 or 8 wonders of the world. And watch the majestic power, the beauty, the strength that is Niagara Falls. And it's effortless. It's seamless. It's abundant. It's never ending amount of water. And it just flows. It just flows effortlessly. Well, your life can be the same. In fact, to be legendary, it's about finding how to have the balance, to be able to work hard, to have fun, to do the things that you love to do. Live with clarity, live with purpose, and at the same time, allow the flow to happen. Allow the strength, the power, the intensity of flow to just move around you, move through you, and move with you. 3 key things to remember. Your life is organic. So it is. How you grow, how you develop, how you evolve. It's happening around. You could fight as hard as you want and say, I'm not going to grow. I'm not going to grow. My body's not going to change. And if you're 10, 12, 14, 18 years old, if you're older and you eat and eat and eat and eat, things are going to change. Cells in your body are going to grow. They're going to expand. That's inevitable. So life is energy and life is organic. Things happen on their own. And at some times, and this flies in the face of people like me, people like you, who want action, who want results, who want to get what they want. And the importance is to still focus, still drive, still be committed to your plan, but also understand that things are going to happen at their own pace. So the 3 things: enjoy your journey. Come on, people. I mean, seriously, enjoy the journey. Give up the control. Things won't always happen on your time and on your terms. How many times have you had something in your life happen? You're frustrated, you're angry, you're disappointed, only to find out in some time down the road, maybe a day, a week, a month, a year later, that because that happened, something else magical, something wonderful came into your life. And if you stop and acknowledge that thing, that wonderment that's now in your life wouldn't have and couldn't have happened if the other thing in the past that you were so disappointed about had have happened. Does that make sense? You won't get what you have now if the thing in the past hadn't have happened. And if what you get now isn't what you want, then I would encourage you to start living with a legendary mindset. Start looking at things as though you can achieve whatever you want. If you want to get to a certain destination, you want to acquire something, you want to make a change, you want to build a more loving, passionate, connected relationship, if that's what you want, then go for it. Build a plan to make that happen. How you get there, the timing, how things fall into place, how the puzzle pieces appear and how you move them, slide them into place, that, my friends, is out of your hands. So if you fight the pieces along the journey, if you fight the things that are happening around you rather than looking at them as observation and reasons and situations as to how you can continue to grow, then you're missing the point. And in some cases, you may never get to what you want. So let go of the control, unless you're a control freak, but let go of the control. The second one is, you want to be attracting, not promoting. Now, promotion is fine if you're doing a marketing campaign. Before I get all the calls, the texts, the emails, the follow-up messages, and the comments, I get it. Yes, promotion's important, 100%. I get it. But be attractive. make yourself, make your life, make who you are attractive. Rather than worrying about what you're doing, focus on being something else. Focus on being the thing, the situation, the life that you want. That is attractive. That will allow the flow of abundance and prosperity to come to you, rather than you always trying to prove to people how great you really are or how valuable you are and why they should use your services or your instincts or your messages. And then lastly, just do your best. I know. It's like, Dan, is that all you got? It's all I got, my friends. Do your best. It won't be perfect. There might be some blemishes. You might have some scars. You might have a little bit of pain along the way, but that's okay. Just do your best. I've never met a parent who gets out of bed in the morning and acknowledges that they are going to purposely make their child's life challenging. Now, I know many parents who just by sheer function of parenting make things challenging for themselves, for their family, for their children, for their environment. It's not purposeful. It's just the way they've been taught. It's how they know. Maybe you know someone like that who just no matter what the situation is, no matter where they are, what's happening, there's always a dark side, a negative side, a reason why good things won't last. If you know someone like that, let me hear you people. Give me a booyah. That's what I'm talking about. So if you know someone like that, maybe that someone is you, Y-O-U, you. But if it is, or if you know someone like it is, just recognize that they haven't yet learned the skill to let go, to do your best, to just do your best. If that's you, you can make that change. Do your best, that's it. Whether it works out, whether the puzzle piece fits, whether you get what you want or you don't, all you can do, my friends, is do your best. Give up control. Be attractive. Be attractive. Walk the walk, my friends. Walk the walk. And then do your best. That's it. It's simple. Be with the flow of your life. That's how magic stuff happens. Plan the big stuff. Plan the journey. Plan what it is you want. And then let the flow of life take you there and make it happen. It's way easier. And it's a heck of a lot more fun. Because you get to enjoy the ride, my friends. You get to enjoy the ride. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you for listening to How Legends Are Made radio show. I am Dan Blackburn. Remember to go to howlegendsaremade.ca. Listen for more podcasts. Get more information. Make sure you get your name on the list. Get a copy, a free copy of the first page of my upcoming book, 17 Stories That Will Rock You, Shock You, and Inspire You, and that will also put you to the front of the line, my friends, front of the line. Hey, and one other thing, I have another request for you. Share this stuff. If one of these podcasts, if today's podcast or one of the ones in the library inspires you, makes you change the way you think, maybe there's someone in your family that you think could benefit from listening to it, share it. Spread it around, my friend. Spread it around. Sharing is caring. Remember, we were taught that as a kid. Sharing is caring. Make sure, if you've ever said that, which I think you probably have, make sure you practice what you preach, my friends. Practice what you preach. Caring is sharing. So share, share, share. Hey, that's it for me. I am out of here. Remember to dream, plan, and execute yourself to a legendary life. I'm Dan Blackburn. I'll talk real soon. Abooyah!